Good afternoon. Thank you for speaking.
Hi, it's Dina with Family First Care. I'm returning your call.
Yes, hi. I'm actually here at the assessment with Ms. Robin Goodwin and her significant other, Kevin. Okay. So we spoke. I'm actually completing the assessment now. I probably will process the authorization within a day or two.
Okay.
I just wanted to call you. I have you on speaker in front of them so we all can be on the same page. So there won't be no miscommunications. They are going to request 84 hours a week.
Okay.
So that'll be.
Now on our part, we have one caregiver signing up. Do you know if she'll be able to cover all the hours?
Is the caregiver Iris that she's talking about? Or is it another? Oh, Iris?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So is Iris able to cover the full 12 hours, or do y'all have somebody else? Y'all need one more caregiver to help. Ms. Robin said one more caregiver to help.
One more caregiver?
Iris, Ms. Iris most likely will do 5 days a week, and then maybe another caregiver can do, like, the weekends.
The weekends. Okay. All right. No problem. And it's day shifts or night shifts?
So we're requesting 12/7. So we're requesting overnight, 8 p.m. to 8 a.m. But this is the thing. The days that Mr. Kevin has off, because he works overnight.
The days he has, okay, I see.
So the days that he's working overnight is when Iris will be working overnight, 8 p.m. to 8 a.m.
Okay.
The days that he has off, he thinks that it would be better for a caregiver to work day shifts.
Okay.
So that he can have the nighttime to rest with her.
If you
understand what I'm saying.
Yes, I do understand. So what about weekend day shifts?
That's what I was originally thinking.
Yes.
We were just thinking 8 p.m. to 8 a.m. Monday through Friday, and then that Friday shift going into Saturday. So I guess a caregiver will be relieving the person getting off from the Friday overnight shift. The other caregiver will relieve Saturday morning from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m.
Okay.
But the thing is that I just realized while conveying this information to you, Mr. Kevin doesn't have a consistent schedule. That's what I just realized. So I was thinking that he was off every Saturday and Sunday, but it's every other Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I see.
I don't know if that complicates the schedule. I don't know if you can find somebody that can maybe work every other weekend.
I'd have to speak with our staffing team and get back to Mr. Kevin on that. But basically, just to be clear, it'd be every other week, it'd be night shifts and then day shifts the following week.
No. Every week, it'd be overnight, Monday through Friday.
Okay. And the weekend?
This weekend coming up, be overnight.
The weekend?
Yeah, this weekend coming up.
You work. Okay. So basically... All right, so look, we can do overnight every day, right? But every other weekend, it could be day shift. You get what I mean?
Yeah, so they only need a caregiver every other weekend for day shifts.
Yes, but then the other weekends, they can just do the overnight still.
Okay.
So it was just typically, this would be the weekend that they will work overnight. And we could start it off on it.
Okay, we'll start off weekends overnight. That's what it sounds like is needed. We'll see what we can find for that, okay? And then I guess we'll be in touch if there's any changes that need to be made with the schedule.
Okay. So, yeah, it would just basically be 8 p.m. to 8 a.m. every day, but every other weekend it would just be day shifts. And this weekend would be the weekend that it's not day shifts. It would be just a straight overnight shift.
Okay. This weekend would be night shifts, and then the following weekend would be day shifts.
Right. So if you can have somebody that can fluctuate with that, then that would be fine.
Okay.
All right.
We'll try our best to find that. So when do you estimate that the results will come back with the hours?
I cannot when it comes to the state. But okay. I know that I'll process it no later than by Wednesday. I'm trying to do it before Wednesday, at least tomorrow the latest. But I just want to get, because I have, like, three other assessments before her that I already did that I have to process.
Okay.
So I'm on it today. I'm going to try to do some overtime and get this done today.
Okay, great. If there's a way you can let me know if the hours are approved or not, because we just need to verify that the 84 hours are all approved.
Okay, so once I do the submission of the authorizations, when I'll hear back within a week or so, maybe, from UM.
Yes. Uh-huh. Okay, that would be great. I guess we'll stay in the loop here. I'll let you know if we get any updates from the UM. And, yeah.
Okay, no problem. Uh-huh. Just wanted to give you a heads up as I'm completing this assessment.
All right, I appreciate that. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.